Do you know you can transfer securities with your DMAT account instantly? This not only paces the procedure but also reduces the paperwork. Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast of Stock Parshala. In the previous one, we have discussed about what a DMAT account is. So today, I am bringing you the facts about the DMAT account that might shock you as a beginner. So let's quickly begin with the facts. The first one is, loan can be passed against the DMAT account. Yes, you heard it right. The shares and securities of a DMAT account can be held collateral to get a loan. This is known as loan against shares, where one can pledge his or her DMAT account securities to get a loan. Further, they can choose certain securities or pledge the whole DMAT account. The best part is you do not need to sell your securities to get money. Fact number two, a DMAT account can be linked with multiple trading accounts. A DMAT account can be linked with multiple trading accounts. If you want two accounts, one with a discount broker and another one with a full service broker, you need not to get a trading account. You can link your existing DMAT account with a new broker. If at all your broker denies doing so, consult another broker who offers this facility. The benefit of linking your DMAT account is that you can monitor all your investments or trades in just one place. Fact number three, DMAT account becomes dormant if not used regularly. If you do not use your DMAT account for 6 months straight, it will get frozen. Further, if you wish to resume using it, you will have to get the KYC done. Therefore, consider closing your DMAT account if you have not used it actively. This is the best way to avoid AMC charges, as maintenance charges are levied even on frozen accounts. Fact number 4. Account number for DMAT account varies for CDSL and NSDL. The DMAT account number is 16 digits in case of CDSL. On the other hand, for NSDL, the DMAT account number starts with IN and it is followed by 14 digit number. Fact number 5. Freeze or locking your DMAT account. You can freeze or lock your DMAT account as per your wish. If you think that there are chances of misuse of your DMAT account, you can opt for this facility of freezing your DMAT account. Fact number 6. You can have multiple DMAT accounts. Another myth about the DMAT account is that you cannot have multiple DMAT account in your name. This is wrong. You can have multiple DMAT accounts in your name with a different broker. You cannot have multiple DMAT accounts with the same broker. So guys, these were the facts that might have amazed you. Hope you all have enjoyed the podcast. To keep yourself updated with stock market information, download our app Stock Parshala from the Google Play Store and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube and Twitter. So see you guys in the next podcast. Till then, have a happy and safe trading.